I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Last night, Fulton and DeKalb County certified their Atlanta mayoral election results. Keisha Lance Bottoms actually defeated Mary Norwood by a total of 832 votes. Norwood has 48 hours to request a recount. She spoke to 11 Alive after the results were certified.
I have the authority and ability to ask for a recount. With such a close election, it is absolutely imperative that we take a look at every single ballot.
Election officials say a recount will likely be completed by the end of the week. Meanwhile, Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed has threatened his one-time mayoral opponent, Mary Norwood, with legal action over statements about voter impersonation that she made earlier this year. The AJC reports that an attorney representing Reed says Norwood's accusations of voter manipulation in the 2009 election damaged Reed's reputation. Reed is demanding that Norwood retract her statements. Reed's attorney also wants Norwood to preserve any records related to her comments, which were secretly recorded at a meeting of young Republicans this past June. In a statement to the AJC, Norwood said she believes Reed is having a difficult time relinquishing his job as mayor. Norwood lost the 2009 election to Reed by 714 votes. And the election season isn't over quite yet. Two special elections are scheduled for January 9th to fill vacancies in the Georgia Senate and House of Representatives. According to the AJC, the elections will fill the seats of former Senator Rick Jeffries and former Representative Brian Strickland. Both men resigned to compete in other races. Eight candidates filed papers to run in those special elections. If needed, runoffs will be held in February. The Georgia Public Service Commission will decide on December 21st whether to let the Plant Vogtle expansion move forward or to kill the $25 billion project. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, commissioners voted yesterday to move up the timetable for a decision on the nuclear project. That project's been plagued by massive cost overruns that have driven up the price tag to nearly twice the original estimate. Supporters say Vogtle represents the country's best opportunity to roll out the next generation of nuclear power. Opponents call the expansion a failed investment that is costing Georgia ratepayers billions of dollars more than originally advertised. And the Buckhead lawyer accused of shooting and killing his wife has been released from jail on $750,000 bond. According to Fox 5, Fulton County deputies say Tex McGiver will wear an ankle monitor before his trial next year. McGiver admits that he shot his wife Diane while she slept in the couple's vehicle last summer, but he claims the gun fired accidentally. McGiver's trial was scheduled for early March, but prosecutors want to delay the starting date to better examine the potential evidence. And finally, the last World War II veteran to serve in the Georgia General Assembly has died. According to WSB, 96-year-old John Yates was first elected to the Georgia House in 1998. He ran again in 1992 and remained in office until 2016, representing a district based in Griffin. Yates flew more than 200 missions for the U.S. Army, and he was awarded 6 air medals and 4 battle stars. He served during the Battle of the Bulge, the last major German offensive on the Western Front in 1944 and 1945. Funeral services will be held Saturday in Griffin. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.